This is episode number 2063 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, September 30th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Big doings in Hollywood yesterday, and we've got the absolute latest news for you. So a little Who Cares News extra to get us going this morning with Morgan.
Well, it's the Who Cares News. You might consider it the You Cares News.
The You Cares News.
Maybe.
Maybe.
If you're into this sort of
maybe
thing.
Maybe so. Maybe not.
Maybe you're just going to regurgitate in your mouth and think,
thank you for
anyway,
that.
Anyway. Oh,
hey. Early. I'm having breakfast over here. Thank you.
Well, maybe I wasn't talking to you.
Okay.
Keep your
vomit to yourself. I was listening. I was listening.
Jamie Spears has been ousted from the Britney's conservatorship.
Yay!
Dun, 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 dun.
Wow. Daddy Creep is
that
gone.
Is Daddy Creep.
Daddy
He's
Creep
out.
Is gone.
So the news came.
You know, it was our doing.
Naturally.
Because was it yesterday that we said that he was such a creep on the air?
Creepy creeps.
And
sir.
I know, I'm sure that the lawyers and the judges in the trial heard our show yesterday morning.
I'm sure they did.
And they said, you know what? Van Camp and Morgan are right.
Well,
they're right.
Well, they're
get rid of them.
Her crack attorney probably said, you know, I've been following these two. They're on to something, and
you
I think
give
we're
us
follow.
A referral fee, a finder's fee, or something.
Man, send us some donuts.
Donuts, yeah, donuts are good. Yeah,
please, I want a donut. Yeah. Okay, right. Anyway, or some Halloween candy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We work for Halloween candy.
You better believe
yes,
it.
Yes, we do.
Not the crappy stuff.
No, no, it's got to be name brand. Anyway.
Yeah. All right.
Jamie Spears.
So anyway, there's
a
story.
We got a story here.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
We're breaking.
So the news came late yesterday that Judge Brenda Penny, she ruled that Daddy will no longer serve as a conservator of Britt's estate, immediately removing him from the conservatorship altogether.
Thank you. That's dun, 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 awesome.
An Absolutely accountant awesome. Will then temporarily replace Jamie in the role of conservator of her estate, meaning he will now control all of her financial decisions until next steps are determined.
Isn't that funny?
But not Daddy.
How you would trust a complete stranger to deal with your finances and your estate over your father. That's crazy. But
yeah.
it's probably the best thing for her, as
well,
a matter of fact.
But this accountant is probably going to be watched like a hawk.
Oh, you know it. Yeah.
So,
well, even by us. The Who Cares
well,
News.
Of course.
Dude, we're going to be all over
Our
this.
Eyes will be well, on that account.
That's sure. us. Yes.
Finding out how...
Like a stank on a dog that's been rolling too much in the dirt. I have
Maggie?
One of those. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Anyway.
This is hard biting.
So Brittany's hard biting. Chomp, chomp. Brittany's conservator of her person, Jody Montgomery, who manages her day-to-day well-being and medical decisions, still remains on the case.
Well, yeah, she should.
Yeah, probably so.
Because, you know, somebody's got to give her meds.
Someone's got to watch that crap.
Somebody's got to watch that.
All right, so no decision was made on the fate of the conservatorship altogether, which attorney Matthew Rosengart said should be terminated this fall.
Mm.
But I think everyone's happy right now.
Everybody's euphoria.
That daddy be gone.
Euphoria, daddy be gone.
And there's nothing about daddy getting some money to be gone.
No,
it's daddy be gone.
Like out.
Get out of
This is so interesting to
Kick
me.
Kick him to the curb.
Because, you know, all of a sudden he was fight. No, I got to take care of this. And then when stuff started coming out, he's like, oh, you know what? She can have her own life back. Because he didn't want this crap to come out.
Well, my thought is, here's my theory.
Not your theory.
I think that her attorney, I'm telling you, he was all over this.
Oh, sure. Of course.
And he was like, I can find the skeletons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk about skeletons.
He probably is so good he could have got OJ off. We'll keep you posted.
Which time?
Right.
Well, just keep on talking about the dang Kardashians.
Yeah.
Less than 24 hours after Khloe's Good America Apparel dropped its campaign on social media, the brand confirms that TV networks rejected the ad for being too racy.
Oh, my.
And calling out Khloe for not being properly clothed.
Wow. Well, now, I'm not surprised because I've seen the ad.
Uh-huh.
It's on my Insta. Because I follow...
Any half-naked woman is going to be on your Insta.
I follow the Kardashians on my Insta.
You do?
Yeah, it's business.
Oh.
Well, at least it was the right half that was naked. Because the bottom half, I ain't no interested in seeing that. But the top half's great. And she was covered. She's a little under boob that flashes. But other than that, she's covered. She's covered.
She's covered.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kinda. Sorta.
No, she's covered. She's covered.
But you know she's naked. You know, on the beach,
yeah,
when women are walking around in the really skimpy bikinis or thongs.
Like with the thongs?
Yeah.
Where their cheeks are all
over
the
place. You know, people get all freaked out if someone sees them there in their pajamas.
Yeah, I know.
Or a bra and panties.
Yeah.
Those are far more covering than bikinis are.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? Anyway.
Okay, so in the commercial, Chloe lounges topless, yet covered, in bed, wearing a pair of Good American Good Legs jeans, and covers her chest with white sheets.
Now, this is what I do when I go to bed. I go to bed with my jeans on. Said nobody ever.
Unless you're drunk.
Well, then, anyway.
So,
it's alluring. I will say it's an alluring commercial. You can't see it.
Maybe she was napping.
Because they took it down. But no, maybe. She wasn't napping. She's rolling.
Oh.
She's rolling in her sheets because she loves her jeans so much.
She's rolling in her sheets because she thinks, this feels good not having a top on. And think about how much money I'm going to make off these dang pairs of denims.
You know, they're like
$100 or so
a pair.
It's just denim. Jeans.
Yeah, but I mean, well, stretch.
Or legging.
It's stretch.
Mostly
it's,
women's
it's,
are,
it's
though.
It's stretch.
Most women's
jeans.
Yeah,
but the deal is, you know, it's a premium cost.
Of course,
know?
It's premium
and on Instagram,
cost.
Instagram, you got to swipe
That's
up.
That's why she's rolling around. Yeah. She's rolling around in giddiness.
She's like getting prepared for the money.
That's
rolling
right.
around naked in the money.
She's
Come on, baby.
She's practicing rolling around on money. So once she makes all the money off of stretch
Mama
leggings.
Needs a new Bentley. Come on,
she's
going to
lay it all over her bed and roll. See, she's just practicing.
Ay, ay, ay.
Okay, so anyway.
I did see a little underboob. I will say that. I did.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
You probably looked hard for them.
No, it flashes
right
at you.
Right there.
It's right there in your
like,
face.
Here I am, John.
Oh, it's underboob.
Good American replied by stating that while the ad was rejected because all parties should be properly clothed, that if wearing a great pair of denim is wrong, then Good American doesn't want to be right.
Absolutely. Loving you is wrong, baby.
It's not the denim,
loving
people.
You is wrong.
It's not the denim, Good American, whoever you are. It's the top part.
It was covered. It was covered.
Now, they also said that they plan to edit the ad for approval to eventually air. So that means airbrushing? I'd look
careful
fantastic.
Careful, roll in the hay. From Young Frankenstein?
Well, the first line might get you concerned.
Hmm.
Shaq is done.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean Shaq is done? What do you mean Shaq is done? What do you mean it? What do you mean?
The four-time NBA champion and one of the greatest basketball players and and product spokespersons of all time renounced his celebrity status and says he's done with the glitz and glamour.
Oh, he doesn't want to be a celeb. I think I cry foul.
But what about Icy Hot?
That's
what
not
about
a celebrity
commercials?
Thing. That's not has nothing to do
it's
with
endorsements.
Celebrity. Those are endorsements, but it has nothing to do with celebrity.
Okay. That's
remember,
true.
He's a sports athlete first. First, by God, and a celebrity second.
He says, these celebrities are going freaking crazy, and I don't want to be one. I denounce my celebrityness today. I'm done with it.
Oh, wow. He's seriously.
He has denounced his celebrityness.
Now, who could he be referring to about celebrities who have
so
just lost
many.
It? I mean, really?
I know. Pick one.
A lot of celebrities are very nice, down-to-earth people. Then you've got the prima donnas, you know, that think that the world owes them everything, and so okay, I get it.
Well, I know he's not talking about Tom Hanks.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
We also thought
that Bill Cosby was a good guy too. Yeah. But see where that got us.
No one's gonna come out and say Tom
no.
Hanks
you're right. Him. You're right.
He says, I don't want to be in that category because celebrities are crazy. They really are. Don't call me that anymore. These people are out of their freaking mind.
Don't call him a celeb. Oh, my gosh.
He says, these people are out of their freaking mind with how they treat people, what they do, what they say. And that's never been me. I never want to be looked at like that.
Where does all of this wisdom come from?
I don't know.
When you're talking about Shaquille O'Neal, I mean,
He's a pretty decent guy,
say. I guess. He wanted to, you know, move in across the street from Halle Berry or something like that.
Well, who wouldn't?
Well,
I mean,
that's true.
I probably would, too.
Hello. Oh, really? Now
sure,
we know.
No,
now
I'm just saying.
You
know.
You would like to be neighbors with Halle Berry.
I didn't say I'd like to be neighbors. I'd say, well, you know, who wouldn't?
Would you be a helping hand neighbor? One
what?
Of the
oh, well, sure.
79% that would be good neighbors
I know,
to help her
you
in a
would.
Pandemic.
You'd be standing out there every day saying,
door
what can I do for you
every
today?
Day, and may I kiss your ring? May I kiss your
may
feet?
May I serve you today, madam?
As you wish.
Well,
As you wish.
Shaq added that he didn't want to be stereotyped. Oh, jeez. You wear a little black mask.
Look, here's the deal about Shaq. Stereotyped, he's already stereotyped as Shaquille O'Neal. Nobody else can be him.
Well, he doesn't want to be stereotyped as someone who is out of their mind. It would rather be known for his kindness.
Oh, okay.
Away from the basketball court and television cameras.
I got news for his crazy entrepreneurship. I will say that Shaq has been nowhere near a basketball court in, I don't
anyone.
Know. How many years? Except
well, right.
now to be on TBS.
Yes.
In the chair, with his suit
in
and
a
tie.
Chair.
Yeah.
Suit and tie.
But he's obviously getting better at the commercial thing.
He seems to like Princess Cruises. That was cute.
Princess Cruises one was cute, and now the one that he's doing on the radio for the General.
Oh, the General. Yeah.
The General. He actually sounds like an announcer.
It's he like, does. Hey. I had to listen to that
yeah,
a few times.
Like,
wait, that's Shaq.
That's Shaq.
I mean, he's done the General commercials for a long time.
Like, hey,
but now he's more of an announcer voice.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the one where he's singing in the shower. That was great.
Oh, that's cute.
See? We got a million of them. All right, Shaq. Well, you don't go changing, buddy. No.
No, Shaq needs to just stay Shaq.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, Ann.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.